ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಮಧ್ಯಲೀಲಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 20. ದ ಲೋರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಸನಾತನ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ. ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 166-173. ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ ದ್ವೈ ರೂಪೇ ಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪೇ ಏಕ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವ್ರಜೆ ಗೋಪಮೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ ದ್ವೈ ರೂಪೇ ಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪೇ ಏಕ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವ್ರಜೆ ಗೋಪಮೂರ್ತಿ. ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ ದ್ವೈ ರೂಪೇ ಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪೇ ಏಕ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವ್ರಜೆ ಗೋಪಮೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ ದ್ವೈ ರೂಪೇ ಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪೇ ಏಕ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವ್ರಜೆ ಗೋಪಮೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ ದ್ವೈ ರೂಪೇ ಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪೇ ಏಕ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವ್ರಜೆ ಗೋಪಮೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ ದ್ವೈ ರೂಪೇ ಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ ದ್ವೈ ರೂಪೇ ಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪೇ ಏಕ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವ್ರಜೆ ಗೋಪಮೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ ದ್ವೈ ರೂಪೇ ಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪೇ ಏಕ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವ್ರಜೆ ಗೋಪಮೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ ದ್ವೈ ರೂಪೇ ಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪೇ ಏಕ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವ್ರಜೆ ಗೋಪಮೂರ್ತಿ. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು. ಸೊ ನಾವ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ, ದ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ, ದ ಪರ್ಸನಲ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್. ದ್ವೈ ರೂಪೇ ಇನ್ ಟೂ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್, ಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಎಕ್ಸಿಬಿಷನ್. ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪೇ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಏಕ ಒನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಬ್ರಜೆ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಗೋಪಮೂರ್ತಿ ದ ಕಾಹೋಡ್ ಬಾಯ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಇಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ದಿ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಬಿಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟೂ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್, ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ್. ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಅಬ್ಸರ್ವ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಕಾಹೋರ್ ಬಾಯ್ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ಓಕೆ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ 161. let's read together. Prabhava vaibhava rupe dvividha prakase ek bapu bahu rupa jaise haila rase. Translation. In his original form, Krishna manifests himself in two features, Prabhava and Vaibhava. He expands his one original form into many, and as he did during the Rasalila dance. And we talk about it a little after. 168, together.
Mahishi vivahe haila bahuvidha murti prabhava prakashai shastra parasiddhi.
Translation. When the Lord married 16,108 wives at Dwarka, he expanded himself in many forms. These expansions and the expansions at the Rasa dance are called Prabhava Prakash, according to the directions of revealed scriptures. 169.
Saubharyadi praya ei kaya byuha noi. Kaya byuha hoile narader bhishmaye nahoi.
Translation. The Prabhava Prakash expansions of Lord Krishna are not like the expansions of Shed Saubhari. Had they been so, Narada would not have been astonished to see them.
170. Chitram bateta dekena vapusa yugapat prithak griheshu dvyasta sahasram sriya eka udavahat.
Translation. It is astounding that Lord Krishna, who is one without second, expanded himself in 16,000 similar forms to marry 16,000 queens in their respective homes. Upward. This verse is spoken by Narada Muni in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 69, Text Number 2. 171.
Sei bapu sei akriti prithak jadi bhase.
Together, please.
Sei bapu sei akriti prithak jadi bhase. Bhava vesa bhede nam vaibhava prakase.
Translation. In one form or feature, if one form or feature is differently manifested according to different emotional features, it is called vaibhava prakash. 72.
Ananta prakase krishner nahi murti bhed. Akar varna astra bhede nama vibhe.
Translation. When the Lord expands himself in innumerable forms, there is no difference in the forms, but due to different features, bodily colors and weapons, the names are different. Now 73.
Anyecha sanskritatmano vidhina vihite nate. Yajanti tvanmaya stvambai bahumurtyeka murtikam.
Translation. In different Vedic scriptures, there are prescribed rules and regulations, rules and regulative principles for worshipping different types of forms. When one is purified by these rules and regulations, he worships you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although manifest in many forms. You are one. And purport. This verse is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 40, Text Number 7. In the Vedas, it is stated that the one becomes many, eko bahu syam. This is from the Mundaka Upanishad, I think. Eko ham bahu syam, they say. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands himself in various forms. Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva and Shakti Tattva. According to Vedic literatures, there are different regulative principles for the worship of each of these forms. If one takes advantage of the Vedic literature and purifies himself by following the rules and regulations, ultimately he worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.11, Mama vartmanu vartante manushya partha sarvasah. Worship of demigods is in a sense worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But such worship is said to be avidhipurvakam, improper. Actually, demigod worship is meant for unintelligent man. One who is intelligent considers the words of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. One who worships demigods worships the Supreme Lord indirectly. But according to the revealed scriptures, there is no need to worship him indirectly. One can worship him directly. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So these are the instructions given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami. It's a long description and is quite very intense. I've been trying to put quite many hours to understand it. I still don't get it. But anyway, as much as I understand, I'll put and I'll present in front of you. So now here, this is okay, so the first phrase here and the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, second phrase actually. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands himself in various forms, Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, and Shakti Tattva. So how Lord Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatana Goswami in the matter of expansions of Krishna. First of all, who is Krishna? That is mentioned. It is started from the as we begin the topic here in text number 111. Krishnir swabhavika teen shakti parinati chit shakti jiva shakti or maya shakti. So these are three transformations from Sri Chaitanya, Sri Krishna. So he expands himself as Maya Shakti, and then Maya Shakti is Chit Shakti. First of all, Chit Shakti is Radharani, Aladini Shakti, and from there all the Shakti Tattvas expands. And then Jiva Shakti. Jiva Shakti is all living entities, as is described in 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. And so, all living entities are fragmental part and parcels of Sri Krishna. And therefore, Jiva has natural relationship with the Lord. But because there is a Maya Shakti, being influenced by Maya Shakti, Jiva forgets the relationship with Krishna. Maya Mukta Jivera Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan Jivera Kripaya Koila Krishna Veda Puran. So the living entities are habituated to be under the control of Maya. Being influenced by Maya, Jiva Shakti, the living entities does not remember the relationship with God, with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, to remind them, Krishna kindly compiled the Vedic literatures, Krishna Veda Puran. Krishna is here, Veda Vyas, his literary incarnation. So Veda Vyas they were already existing, but he arranged, organized, and then he expanded into Puranas and so on. Puranas, Mahabharata, Upanishad, Brahma Sutra, and so on. So why? Jivere Kripaya, to bestow the mercy upon the living entity so that they can understand by studying the Vedic literatures, Puranas. They understand the relationship with Krishna. So therefore, the Vedic literatures were compiled. And so what is mentioned in Vedic literature? That is three things. Sambandha, Avideya, and Prayojan. Sambandha. Veda Sastra kahe, Sambandha, Avideya, Prayojan. Krishna prapti, Krishna prapya sambandha bhakti prapya sadhana. So sambandha is relationship. We have relationship with Krishna. That is mentioned in Bhagavad, in Vedic literatures, from Vedas, Srila Prabhupada says, all the Vedas describe that we have eternal relationship with Krishna. So Krishna is sambandha, that we come from Krishna, and our relationship, we must establish our relationship with Krishna, back to Krishna. So how that, what is the means to establish this this sambandha? So that is devotional service. Bhakti prapyara sadhana. Bhakti is prapyara sadhana. To achieve that relationship with Krishna, to achieve Krishna, to achieve Krishna's abode, to go back to Godhead, the means to do that is bhakti, devotional service. And devotional service is also mentioned in Vedic literatures. Adi madhya vasaneshu hari sarvatra giyate. In Vedic literatures, it is said that Hari, Lord Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is glorified everywhere, in the beginning, in the middle, in the end, everywhere. So therefore, one must understand the Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, is the ultimate goal of life. Aise shastra kahe karma jnana yoga tyaji bhakte krishna basa hoye tare bhakte bhaji. So in the Vedic literature there are many other things also described. As you go through the Puranas and the other scriptures, there are so many things. Some places it says you need to do karma kanda, you know, you do worship this, worship that, do this and do that. So as a result, you get a heavenly planet, swarga. And, you know, there are different ways of obtaining the mercy of Godhead is mentioned. You have one way is to karma. You keep working, and you offer your result of karma, then you get the mercy of the Lord. You'll be blessed. And if you don't want to do karma, you're tired of doing karma, then you simply study and obtain the knowledge of Godhead. Obtain the knowledge. And jnanagni sarva karmani bhasmasat kurute tatha. Lord Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita, by having that knowledge also, that knowledge can burn your karma. Sarva karmani bhasmasat kurute, burn to ashes. So jnana is also mentioned. And then yoga practice, that is also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. And so by practicing yoga, you purify yourself, you purify your existence, and then by yoga practice, you can achieve liberation. There are three different things are mentioned, karma, jnana, yoga. But in the ultimate is bhakti. Bhakti Krishna Basa Hoy. Bhakti Krishna Basa Hoy Tare Bhakti Bhaji. Karma, jnana and yoga, these are not sufficient or not at all able to attract Krishna. Na sadhiti mam lok yogo na sankhyam dharma buddhava na swadhyaya tapastyago yata bhaktir mamorjita. As it's mentioned in the 11th canto, Lord Krishna instructs Uddhava. So none other means are able to please me, Krishna says. So yatha bhaktir mamorjita, as bhakti is more potent to attract me. So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions bhakti tare bhaji. So we must worship Krishna with devotional service. Ata eva bhakti krishna prapir upay abhidheya balitare sarva shastre gaye. Therefore, the only means to achieve Krishna is bhakti, devotional service. Therefore, bhakti is called abhidheya. So we have sambandha, that is Krishna, abhidheya, the means to achieve that, and the goal of that that effort is prema. Prema, the love of Godhead, love of Krishna. So, by After describing this, Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now says that, okay, so we know Krishna, we have relationship with Krishna, and then means to achieve Krishna is devotional service, and the result of this is developing love of Godhead. So what is Krishna actually? What is Krishna? Let us understand more about Krishna. So therefore it goes now. Krishna is Swarupa Ananta Vaibhava Apar Chit Shakti Maya Shakti Jiva Shakti. So it comes back to the same point. Chit Shakti Maya Shakti and Jiva Shakti. So this way Krishna has expanded first of all Chit Shakti, Jiva Shakti, Maya Shakti. Jiva Shakti is living entity. Maya Shakti is external material nature. Maya Shakti. And then Krishna is Swarupa Vichara Suna, Sanatan. My dear Sanatan, please hear from me. Now I will describe you Krishna is Swarupa, the form of Krishna. And of course he describes that by quoting Brahma Sanhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Krishna is embodiment of Satchit Ananda, eternity, full of knowledge and ananda, the bliss. In Krishna's body, there is no flesh and bones or blood, anything. It's totally made of Satchit and Ananda. Vigraha. Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Vigraha means that the form, the body, Archa Vigraha we call it. The body of Krishna is made of Satchit Ananda. Eternity, knowledge, cognizant, and full of bliss. So therefore, from any side you will experience ananda in Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is none different from Krishna. So whatever you taste is blissful. And jnana yoga bhakti teen sadhanir base brahma atma bhagavan trivida prakase. If you take shelter of jnana, so through jnana you will realize Brahman. Brahman is the angakanti or the bodily effulgence of Krishna. But you cannot see Krishna's form. And if you take shelter of practice yoga, through yoga you will get to understand Paramatma, who is residing in within everyone's heart. That is one answer, the partial expansion of Krishna. That's not complete. And then, but if you take bhakti, then you realize Bhagavan. Bhagavan is Sri Krishna. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. So in this way, Krishna is known in three different features. And then comes to a conclusion. Say, bhakti bhagavanir anubhav purna rup. Only through devotional service, Krishna can be understood in full, in complete. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that yavan yasyasmi tattvatah, tato man tattvato gyatva visate tadantar. Right? So by devotional service, only one can understand me in full as I am, what I am. So therefore, ekai vigrahetar ananta swarup. So in those who practice devotional service, those who are observe in devotional service and serving Krishna, they can understand Krishna, how many different way he expands, how many different way he performs his pastimes. So here, previous of this, and Prana Govinda Prabhu expanded that in last Saturday. This sloka, Swayam Rupa Tadekatma Rupa Aveshanam Prathame Tin Rupi Rahin Bhagavan. So Lord Krishna has already three expansions. These are Swayam Rupa. Swayam Rupa, as we read today, the Swayam Rupa is Krishna's original form. And Tadekatma Rupa and Avesha, there are three different features here. So these are already there. And so what is Swayam Rupa? It means when the Lord is not expecting any help from anybody, because he is complete, he is Swayam Rupa, I mean he is Swayam Bhagavan, so he can do anything from himself. So that is called Swayam Rupa. What does it say here? Here's the Ananyapyaksi Yadrupam Swayam Rupa Sauchate. The original form, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, does not depend on other forms. The original form is called Swayam Rupa. So he's not expecting any help from another form. Like Ekoham Bahushyam, Krishna wants to become many. So first of all, he expands Radharani from himself. Radharani, there's no different Radha and Krishna. So because that is Krishna's form. So from there, and then he expands Balaram, another form. And it goes on expanding. And we can see in Braja, when Brahma stole the cows and his friends, what did Krishna do? He didn't go asking for help, oh my God, please, you know, help. He expanded himself. He expanded himself to all the cows, all the boys, his friends. And exactly as they were, so nobody can ever figure it out, this is something different. The height of the calf, actually, all the calves, the height, the color, the horn, any details, everything that Krishna has expanded, and the boys too, his friends, you know, the height, the age, the color, the dress, the speech, everything Krishna made from himself, expanded himself. So he doesn't need anybody's help to make that. So ananyapekshi yad rupam swayam rupa sa uchyate. So Krishna, when he is doing everything from himself, that is swayam rupa, because his original form. And tadekatma rupa, that expense after here, tadekatma is tadekatma rupa form exists simultaneously with the swayam rupa form and are non-different. At the same time, worldly features and specific activities appear to be different. So these are called tadekatma rupa. And then avesha. Avesha is then when Lord, let's say, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has an avesha of Radharani, the emotion. Emotions of Radharani. He is Krishna himself, but he came with the emotion of Radharani. So it's Radha Bhava Jyoti Shubalitam. Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So Krishna is, so he has in this way these three different features expanded here. And so to explain that one more further, he says, where is this? Jaise haila rase, ekabapu bahurupa jaise haila rase. As Krishna expanded himself in rasa dance. In rasa dance, because there are so many gopis, how many? 16,000 or even many more?
Billions.
Billions. Yeah, because there are many different expansions of gopis. Sutichari, Vedachari, and Munichari, and so on. Millions of gopis. So, to have the rasa dance along with all these gopis, Krishna had to explain. Krishna expands himself. So Eka Bapu, everyone sees the same Krishna. Everyone sees the same Krishna in so many different forms. I mean, it's forms, different bodies. You know? Same Krishna in different bodies. So many. How many? So gopis are Rasa dance starts, rasa dance. As we were experiencing here, when the kirtan was going on here today, all the matajis were holding hands and going around together. And the same similar things mentioned here. Pravishtena grihitanam kantheshu aniketam sriya. Gopi mandala mandana. Rasosava sampravritta gopi mandala mandana. So, gopi mandala mandana, Krishna is being effusively existing there among the gopis, and he expands between each pair of gopis, and he expands one more form, and everyone can see Krishna is just next to her. You know? Bilamangal Thakur explains, describes this, how it was. Anganam anganam antara madhavo madhavam madhavam chantare nangana ittama kalpite mandale madhyaga sanjagau venuna devaki nandana. Anganam anganam antara. So here is anganam is a gopi, here is another gopi, Krishna comes right in between. And then again this gopi and another gopi, Krishna comes right in between. So in this way you can see, yeah. Between two Madhava, there is one gopi. Between two gopis, there is one Madhava. In this way, there was gopis and Madhava, gopi and Madhava, Krishna, everything. And besides that, in the center, because everybody is holding hands and going around, Rasa dance is about to start. So Krishna is right with them together. And so in the center, there is another Krishna's form. What he's doing is just simply singing, playing his flute. In Vishnu Purana it says, Krishna Sarat Chandramasam Kaumudi Kamudakaram Jagau Gopi Janastvekam Krishna Nama Puna Puna. What Krishna was singing? Krishna is glorifying the full moon and the full moon light. And then the atmosphere right now, what we are going to do. So nice, so beautiful. And Krishna is, and of course he's expert, so he's singing. He's singing the song glorifying moon and moonlight and sarat ratri, the night of the season of fall, what's called the fall, right? Fall. So what Krishna was singing the song, then gopis were not repeating what he was singing. Gopis are simply saying Krishna, Krishna. They were repeating Krishna. Krishna would say one praise and they would say Krishna. He would say another thing and they would say Krishna. That reminds me, in our childhood we used to go on Deepavali day. Deepavali day is considered, it is known that Lord Ramachandra is coming back to Ayodhya. So in the villages they have a group of boys or even adults. They have certain songs. They go and sing door to door. They go in the group. One person leads, says the phrase, and the other person don't repeat that. The rest of them they'll say Jai Sri Ram, you know. And you know, let's say in for example in English, once upon a time, Jai Sri Ram, there was a king, Jai Sri Ram, his name was Dasarath, Jai Sri Ram, and he has three queens, Jai Sri Ram, but they have no children, Jai Sri Ram. Like that. So Krishna was singing, you know, glorifying sun and moonlight. I mean, the gopis were singing, saying, Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna, you know. Do you have such a song, glorifying moonlight? I was searching on the internet, you have, there's one American, which is called the American Harvest. American Harvest has a Dancing in the Moonlight, there's a song. I couldn't memorize, so I didn't bring it to you. Dancing in the Moonlight. So like that, so it must be such a nice thing. And here, of course, the one person leads Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we all chant, you know, repeat the same. And it's called Nam Sankirtan. So the gopis were simply repeating Krishna Nam. Once upon a time, Jai Sri Krishna. There is a moonlight, Jai Sri Krishna. So, it must be so nice to see. So, this is Nam Sankirtan. So, in this way, Krishna has expanded himself to enjoy that rasa dance. So again, that example is given here. Jaise haila rase, ek bapu bahu rupa jaise haila rase. Ek one form, but different so many bodies. As it was done in rasa dance. And another example is Mahishi Vivahe Haile Bahubida Murti. Mahishi means the 16,108 queens when Krishna married. Then he expanded there too. And everybody, each of the queen had their own palace, 16,108 palace. And Krishna was existing with each and every one of the queens at the same time. So therefore, Narada Muni came to visit. See the Lord, how he is doing. He has so many queens. Is he having enough time with all of them? You know, so he wanted to see how things are going. So Narada Muni visited, first of all, he came to Rukmini's palace. That happened to be Rukmini's palace, of course. So, and then Krishna was sitting with Rukmini. As soon as Narada Muni came, Krishna welcomed him and gave him a seat, his own seat. So he worshipped Lord Narada Muni, washed his feet, and took the charanamrita on his head, and then sprinkled everywhere. So, and then he fed him also nice cheesecake. I mean, visiting each of them was a nice cheesecake. And then Narada Muni thought, if I keep eating the cheesecake and in each house, then I will be over full. So then he said, now okay. Krishna said, what can I do for you? Narada Muni said, well, you please bless us, that's it, you know. So Narada Muni made a mind that now I'm not going to go inside to visit him inside each and every house, because he will be feeding me each time, and now I will have no space. So he simply started going outside the house, just to see what's going on there. He could see Krishna doing so many different things in so many houses. You know, the first house he was having good time with Rukmini, and he welcome Narada Muni. Over the next house he goes. Next house he saw that he was having dice with another queen. Another house he was playing with his children. Another house he was there, performing the marriage ceremony for his children. Another, I know he's having horse ride training. So in every house he sees so many different activities. Even though Krishna is one. He didn't borrow any Vishnamurti from Vaikuntha. Yes, Krishna is one, the same form in his house, but he is doing all. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the statement that you may see this similar thing the yogis can do, like Saubari Muni. You know, Saubari Muni was doing his tapasya in under the Yamuna water. And because of his offenses, he got a desire of getting married. And then he went to Mandata, and he asked for one daughter of Mandata. But then he thought, if I'm going to marry, I should become a nice groom. So he groomed himself. So when finally he came to the king, and he said, okay, here are my 50 daughters. You can choose anyone. So Saubari Muni went to see the 50 daughters, 50, 50, you know, they all wanted him. I want him. Everybody wanted him. You know, he was so beautiful. I mean, he was so handsome. So everybody wanted him. Everybody got married to Saubari Muni. So how did Saubari Muni could manage that? So to manage that, he expanded himself. But that is not the same expansion as, you know, here it says. Lord Krishna's expansion is not like Saubari Muni's expansion. Well, what Saubari Muni, such yogis can expand their bodies, Prabhupada said, into 8 or 9 forms they can expand. But Saubari Muni married 50, maybe he expanded 50 of them. But they all do the same activity, not different. You know, they all do the same. There is also another description in the third canto. Kardamuni expanded himself into nine. Of course, his wife was just Devahuti, just one. Because Devahuti, Kardamuni created one big palace, flying palace. It would fly anywhere along with your a palace. And by seeing all the universe everywhere, they enjoyed life so much. And then finally she wanted to settle down from one place and have children. So her desire was quite great. So to satisfy her desire, Kardamuni thought he alone is not enough. So he had to expand himself into nine. So having nine forms, so he fulfilled the desire of Devahuti. From there, Devahuti had nine daughters. Hare Krishna. So in this way, yogis can expand. But it's not the same. They can't do as Krishna did. Sobharyadi prayase kayabhyoha noy. Kayabhyoha naradir vishmay nahoy. Kayabhyoha means the same body doing the same thing. Even though they expand in many forms, they do the same thing. So if this was the same, what Krishna was doing, Narada Muni would not have the astonishing experience that Krishna in so many forms, he is doing so many different activities, So, Seibapu Seyakriti Prithakjadi Bhase Bhavavyasa Bhede Nam Vaibhav Prakasa. This is called Krishna's Vaibhav. The Seibapu means the same form. Seyakriti is the same face, right? The same body, same face. But if he looks different, Prithakjati Vasa, if he behaves different or does something different, then bhava based on the ecstatic emotion, then that is called vaibhava. So until now, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes, giving the example of Rasa dance and the Dwarka Leela, that is prabhav, prakash. And now, vaibhav will be described in the near future. The next speaker will describe. For example, Lord Balaram is called vaibhav prakash because, and Krishna, Srila Prabhupada said that there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. It's just Balaram is white, Gaura, and Krishna is black. That's only a color difference. But it's the same thing. So and therefore this is vaibhava. So in this way you will see in the next speaker will tell you how this vaibhava, Krishna has this chaturbhyuha, and from this chaturbhyuha, from each person, chaturbhyuha means for Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Aniruddha, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, and from each one, three more expands. Such as now, this month is called, in English we call November, December, right? So between November, December, there is 1 month, Agrahayan in Bengali. So in Vaishnava tradition, we call it Keshava month. Keshava is sitting there. Keshava month. So Keshava, Narayana, Madhava, the first expansion. And then second expansion is Govinda, Vishnu, Madhusudan. And like this, each of these chaturbhyuha will expand three. And then you will have 12 of them. So in this way come down to our previous month was Kartik, that is known as Damodar month. And this Damodar is not same as Radha Damodar, as mentioned here. This Damodar is different, and Govinda, and all these names are different. And so, the same name, because these prominent names are very powerful, so therefore we use this name for chant, for doing Achaman. I think so many pujaris here, they all know the Achaman mantras. They know Achaman mantras. There are 24 mantras. Vishesha Achaman has 24 mantras. Samanya Achaman has 3 mantras, that's Keshava, Narayana, Madhava, and Govinda, you rinse and finish. But Vishesha Achman, when you do, if you want to go to altar, do the personal service to the Lord, then you have to Vishesha Achman, that is Keshava, Narayana, Madhava, Govinda, Vishnu, Madhusudana, Bhamana, Trivikram, Padmanabha, Damodarayana, Vasudevayana, Sankarsanayana, Pradyumnayana, Aniruddhayana, Purushottamayana, Adokshayana, Nishringayana, Vajutayana, Janardhanayana, Upendrayana, Arayana, Krishnayana, all these 24 mantras you have to spread over your body. It's not easy to do puja. You have to memorize quite many things. If you can't memorize, you simply say Hare Krishna. That's discounts are given. You say Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That will cover up. But if you want to know, based on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, those are the thing. Those names are given to months. So these are 12 names. Those names are given in Achaman, Vishesha Achaman, and those names are given also when you do Tilak, Keshavaya Namah, Narayana Namah, Madhavaya Namah. So these names are very prominent and they are have very much importance here. So in this way, Krishnera Swarupa Vichar Suna Sanatan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishnera Swarupa Vichar. This is called Krishnera Swarupa Vichar. How Krishna, it's just quite a lot, and I can't assimilate everything together. It's so much. So far we have talked about Krishna's Prabhav Prakash, and there is Vaibhav Prakash, it goes on. And then there are differences, Vaibhav Prakash and Vaibhav Vilash, Prabhav Prakash and Prabhav Vilash. And Hare Krishna, there's so much. But that's how you can entangle your mind to understand all this, you know. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Siddhanta baliya chitte na karo alas. You should not be lazy to understand Siddhanta, and especially understand Krishna's detail. Iha haiti lage Krishne sudrida manas. By understanding Siddhanta and detail about Krishna, then mind gets fixed in that entanglement of Krishna's Siddhanta. So he gets in there. So these are the means to attract mind, and you know, as Kulasekhar said, Adeva may vishatu manasa raja hamsa, make my mind being entangled inside the cage of your lotus feet. So these are the whole cage of lotus feet of Krishna. So if we try to understand this, our mind can get in there, it's difficult to get out. So in that way we can be fixed thinking of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And of course in purport, Srila Prabhupada says that Vedic literatures, many times they misguide people in general, so they go to worship demigods. Of course, worshipping demigod is also worshipping Lord Narayan, Lord Krishna. But it is not good. Abhidhi Purvakam, you know. We are supposed to be worshipping Krishna Priti Purvakam, not Abhidhi Purvakam. Priti Purvakam, we love and devotion. Not Abhidhi Purvakam by worshipping demigods. So to worship Krishna Priti Purvakam, we must get into understanding what Krishna is actually, you know. So that is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructing Sanatana Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami expands that in his books. So there is so much. Chaitanya Charitamrita Amritir Dhar, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, is the stream of nectar. Stem of nectar can never finish. Hare Krishna. Any questions with this? Comments? Ganga Narayan Prabhu. Here, Prabhu? Oh, okay, go ahead.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for class.
Thank you.
So I'm just curious, you mentioned the pastime of Lord Brahma when he took the cowherd boys. And so you mentioned that Krishna didn't go around crying for like asking for help, he just expanded himself. And so I'm curious as to like what should we take away from that? Like what's the understanding there?
From that we understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he is able to do anything and everything. You know? So the symptoms of Almighty God is mentioned as it kartum akartum anyatha kartum samartha sa ishvara. Kartum is he can do anything that we do, right? A very simple thing. He may not do anything that we do, or he may do something that we may never imagine. That is God. You know, who could imagine that Krishna could lift his Govardhan Hill on his little finger for 7 days? Who can imagine? Anybody calling themselves God in this world now today cannot lift a little table, lunch table, for 1 hour. You know, somebody came. One of the Prabhupada disciples came to Prabhupada and said, "Somebody says that he's God." Prabhupada said, "Okay, go and ask him if he can lift this table for 1 hour." And then we'll see if he is God or not. So, impossible thing Krishna can do, that's in a Leela, yeah, that's called Leela. Leela means playfully he does things so impossible for us to think, you know, playfully. So he lives Govardhan. I mean, he was just a little baby in Mother Yashoda's lap. So and then this the sea demon Putana comes. Who could ever imagine the little boy could kill this demon, who was like what six miles long, big pet lady. So Krishna can do. I mean, God is the Supreme God is one who can do any simple thing. May not do anything, or he may do totally impossible for you to think. So that is God. So Krishna could expand himself because Brahma stole the boys and cows. Never mind, forget it. You know, I can expand myself. I refill them. I refill them. So he expands himself. So that is God. You know, in English they say God is great, but how God is great, nobody can say it. How God is great? I don't know. I ask many times these questions because I drive people. So I keep asking questions to them. You know, God is great. How God is great? Can you tell me how God is great? I don't know. I don't know. And then some people are curious. Can you tell me how God is great? So I said the same thing. God can do anything playfully, any impossible thing playfully. Therefore, he is God. You know, he is great. You know, you cannot do anything playfully. You know, if I ask you to lift this little table, you have to make so much effort. You know, so much effort. Krishna doesn't do that. You know. Indra started pouring water from the sky to blow off all the Brajabhumi. Krishna said, "Okay, come on with me. We worship Govardhan, so Govardhan should protect us." So he goes up there, you know, Govardhan up for 7 days, you know. And then he never asked anyone, "Okay, help me, I'm getting tired." He's not, you know, he's almighty, you know, Sarvashaktiman. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for nice class and nice answer. With your permission, I'll add something to that answer.
Yeah.
So when Krishna took away the cowherd boys, even for a few seconds they were gone, Krishna came himself as the cowherd boys. So if Krishna takes away our friends or something, Brahma took away and Krishna expanded. So if, in general, Lord Krishna takes away, ultimately it's Krishna's will. So it takes away a friend from your life. You can come to Krishna and, you know, look at find your friendship in him. That's why he says Suharitam. If Krishna takes away somebody's son, even for a little while, they can come to Krishna. If he takes brother away, they can tie Rakhi to Lord Balram. So he can be there in each and every relationship. Devadasi, they accept Krishna as a husband. They don't have a husband, you can accept Krishna as a husband. So a mother, you know, the gopis took Krishna as their own boy. and the relationship is much sweeter, and there's never problem with that relationship.
Thank you for explaining that. Ganganaran Prabhu, he left, okay. He was, Somebody else?
Thank you for such a wonderful class. We're so fortunate to have you here. You know, I always wonder, Narad Muni cannot expand as much as Krishna, but he's going to see activities of Krishna. Krishna could have just expanded just when Narad Muni showed there, but I understand this is to glorify Krishna, yes. You know, how he can do so many activities. But I just wondered why Narad Muni think he could test Krishna when he couldn't expand as much as Krishna can.
Yes.
Yeah, so
yes, there is one pastime in Bhagavatam. In Mithila, there was one king, and there was one poor Brahman also. So both of them had a similar desire that I would like to invite Krishna for the feast. And the king could give the royal welcome, but this poor Brahman could do whatever he could. So Krishna expanded, and Sukadeva Goswami said, I was there too in this group. You know, with Krishna. And so one group, I mean, the same thing expanded, went to the king, and the same expanded went to the Brahman, but not knowing that Krishna was there also. Each of them didn't know that Krishna went there also. So in this way, Krishna can expand himself and anybody, you know, he can expand anyone else too.
Hare Krishna. So we are talking about his expansions. Whenever we read Srila Prabhupada's purports, he talks about one specific word called plenary expansion.
Plenary.
And when you talk about plenary expansion, if you look at the English language, it says absolute expansion.
Mm-hmm.
But here in what we just discussed today, that even within those expansions, there is this Prakasha Swarupa and
Prakasha Vilas.
Vilasa Swarupa and Vaibhav.
Yeah.
Swarupa. So how does this translation fit into these different categories? How can we know which categories these plenary expansions follow?
Up to here, as much as Krishna is expanding, it is Swayam Rupa himself, itself. And then after that, when we come to Vaibhava, then it says Balaram is his Amsa. Right? Balaram is one plenary person, Amsa. Even though it's the same, color is different, but that's called Vaibhava Prakash. Prabhav, as much as Prabhav is himself, Vaibhav is looking different. And then from there, the Amsa and other go. And that also could mention, I think, I'm not sure, and Vaikunthamurtis, as is described, that 12 or 24, these names, Keshava Narayan, Madhava Govinda, and all the Vaishnava Vaikunthamurtis also come in that category, because Varna Astra Bhede Vivida, it says, their color and the weapon. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes all these different, how Keshava looks, how Narayana looks, how Madhava looks, all that. They have four murtis, all the same, looking same. But the weapons they hold is different. Some has chakra here, some has chakra over here, some has gada here, some has gada here. And so like that, all murtis have different way of holding the weapons. In that way they are recognized different ways. It's Achintya Ananta, Hare Krishna. Gadagraja Prabhu.
What hand did Krishna hold Govardhan Hill with?
Left hand?
Yes. And what else did he have in his hand besides the hill? He had something in his finger.
Flute?
Lotus.
What?
Lotus.
Lotus, okay. That's for Radharani. In one of the Hindi poems, it says that due to the mercy of Radharani, I was able to lift Govardhan Hill. That's it's Aladini Shakti, so that comes in there. Yes, Ragatam Govardhan.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, yes. Very nice lecture. I had one doubt here that it said that Krishna has three Shakti. So when we talk about Shakti, it said like Jiva Shakti, Maya Shakti, and then which is his Swarup Shakti.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we talk about Tattva, like Jiva Tattva, Shambhu Tattva, and Vishnu Tattva. So what's the difference between Tattva and Shakti exactly? Are they same or?
Yeah, that's the same thing. Jiva Tattva and Maya, Shakti Tattva. Shakti Tattva is Maya. And then you have, what's called? Purusha Jiva Prakriti. You call Purusha Tattva is Chit Shakti. From there, that's Tattva. And then, talking about Tattva, you can say Guru Tattva and, you know. Many things, but mainly here for my expansion is Shakti, Chit Shakti, Maya Shakti, Jiva Shakti, and Chit Shakti is Aladini Shakti, and from there all based on with the help of Aladini Shakti, all the what's called spiritual planets, spiritual world is. Made, and then the material world is Maya Shakti.
Prabhuji, can it be said here that that means like Radharani is Vishnu Tattva?
No.
So that is not Tattva.
Radharani is Shakti Tattva. That is Aladini Shakti.
Okay, but that is not Tattva. Mm. Not Vishnu Tattva. That's Tattva is Tattva.
And I will say, you know, Radharani is expanded from Krishna for the purpose of Leela.
Mm-hmm.
As it says that, Tasma Jyoti Ragudvedha Radha Madhava Rupakam. God, Krishna, been, I think one in Mayapur I was speaking the same one day. I said, Krishna says in Bhagavatam that Eko, Ahameva Samevagre Nanya Desara Satparam. I was the only one, there was nothing else. And so there is a Mayaswara Tantra, it says that Tasma Jyoti Ragudvedha Maya Radha Madhava Rupakam. From that one tattva, Radha Madhava expanded. Radha Madhava. I mean, Krishna is one tattva, so from there Radharani expands with Krishna's desire. There's a lot of things I still have to learn from Ragatmika. Mataji. I can't say something that I don't know, but whatever.
So there's Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, and Shakti Tattva. So could we understand that, of course, in the spiritual, in Goloka Vrindavan, there are Jiva Tattvas, completely pure. So did Krishna, I mean, this sounds like a very neophyte. It is a neophyte. Did Krishna create jivas? I mean, of course, there was no beginning. That's the point also. Mm. But he expanded.
Ever manifested.
And some jivas were there, and some jivas ended up in the prison house.
So that's in 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It says, Dvaimo purusho loke kharas chakshara eva cha. Chara sarvani bhutani utasto chara uchate. So there are two types of living entities you find here in this world. One is called kshara. Kshara means perishable. And one is akshara. And so akshara means imperishable. They are kutastha. They are, means they are liberated soul. They live with God.
Uh-huh.
So they don't perish. They are in the spiritual planet. Of course, they are here too. So ultimately they go back. So kshara is forgetfulness, jivas, they perish and come back again.
So we're playing a part in Krishna's
pastimes.
Leela.
Yeah, right? More or less.
Right. But his desire is to have...
Yeah, Krishna has desire.
The perishable and the unperishable. That's an interesting concept. Wow.
And Krishna is beyond these two, kshara and akshara, so therefore he is called Purushottama.
So the unperishable can become, I mean the perishable can become unperishable.
Yes. Uh-huh. Perishable can become imperishable by taking the process.
And where did you get this term?
This is in 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
What is it, 15th chapter?
Yeah, yes.
What verse?
Yeah. What is that, 15, 16 maybe? 15 is that sarvasya chaham hriti sannivishto matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. I'm situated in everyone's heart. From me comes remembrance, forgetfulness, all that. And right after that comes.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Siddhadimani Prabhu. 16?
At the risk of stirring something up.
Yes.
Prabhupada's here in his Hare Krishna address, which is the invocation for the festival.
Okay.
As far as the jivas go, this consciousness is the original energy of the living entity, Krishna consciousness. And then when we hear the transcendental vibration, it's revived.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that frames out as far as the origins go, but that's how he's framing it here. It's the original condition of the jiva.
In terms of origin, what do you say?
Well, if you're talking about like, oh, the origins and some are here and some there and then and that, he seems to be framing it as that whatever jiva you are, that's the original condition to be Krishna conscious.
Yeah, so jivas, they become liberated, so they are considered kutastha because they are secluded. They are not in material world. Even though they are in material world, if they are in that category, they become aloof. And so they go back to Godhead.
Yeah, he's saying that's the original condition that you go back to.
Yeah. And perishable in the sense that the body is perishable, the soul remains always the same. You know, and it comes again and again. The body is perishable.
Probably this might be the last one.
Yes, Prabhu.
I read the Srila Prabhupada said, many devotees referred about the jiva from the Jiva Tattva book. And I read in one point, the Prabhupada said, that book is being mistranslated from Gaudiya Math.
Could you not repeat that again?
The about the Jiva Tattva. I read Prabhupada say that.
What is it?
That, you know, when we talk about the Jiva, where it comes from, it's the Tasta, or go back to Godhead, came from Vaikuntha, came from the Loka. And I think it's in the book of Harisarika, one of the books. Prabhupada said that the book about the Jiva, what we call the Jiva Dharma, is being mistranslated from Gaudiya Math. It's not actually accurate. And many devotees refer to this book, you know, to discuss about the beginning or the position of the soul. The soul.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm not sure. So did anybody say something?
I'm not a Sanskrit. I'm still learning English.
Okay, all right. Okay. Gita, so Gita Karpur. Anything else? Okay. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Jai. Thank you.